Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1713, air date August 24th, 2026.
Under fake leaders like Andrew Yang or Tucker Carlson, as I like to call them, please do not believe Tucker Carlson, Thomas Massey, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or any of those people. These are leaders imposed top down. They know an independent movement like ours is gaining steam, so the establishment will promote them. Anyone that you see a lot of on social media that is not being censored is promoted by them. Tucker Carlson, as you know, wanted to be a CIA agent. He's still an agent of the swarm. He is a grifter, master grifter. He should write a book called Master Grifter. He was at CNN, a Democrat. Then he jumped over to Fox when he saw the wind blowing that way. Now he's jumping over to anti-establishment. The guy's a motherfucker who should not be trusted. And if anyone follows him, you know what happened to people who did not trust me during, I said, you know, you have to fire Fauci. You know, I was the one who led the movement exposing the true nature of election integrity. So people who recognize that I've historically, I have a resume of 50 years, always watching where the hockey puck is going for the interest of people because I come from below.
What's really good to all you beautiful human universes out there? This is the one, the only, prove to me that you're alive, Lightcast, which is a podcast. I'm your host, Nazarene, and today, I'm super excited today. Today, a lot of your personal hero is here. I probably misspoke in that, but the personal hero for many of you out there is here today. He was super kind enough to extend his heart to us when we first started this professionally, but he's back now. I don't want to talk too long, but I want to introduce this amazing human being. He's an engineer, a scientist, a scholar. He's an entrepreneur. He has 4 degrees from MIT, including a PhD in biological engineering. He was a presidential candidate in the last run. I have to stress this every time, that he is the actual creator of the email. As a young man, he created the email, the same email that the whole world uses now. And of course, he created his own system-based science of truth, freedom, and health. And today he is back. And I have to say, before I say his name that rings bells everywhere, that this man really has his boots on the ground. He really goes out and he shakes the hands. He talks to the people. And this is the kind of man that we want to see in the office, in the presidential seat. So the one, the only, Dr. Shiva, how are you, sir?
Good, Nazar. I hope you're well. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Listen, again, I want to tell you thank you for taking your time. Thank you for coming in. A lot of people's been bugging me ever since the last time you've been here. When is Dr. Shiva coming back? And so I figured I reached out and you've been kind enough to again come and grace us with your presence. Listen, I want you to talk today because this is your podcast. It's your time. As we spoke on the phone, there's a lot of things that is going on with your mission, everything that you're doing. And so if you could, from the last time that you were here, fill us in on what's going on with you, meaning what happened at the presidential elections. A lot of people wanted to know, how was it possible for you to run knowing that you weren't born in America? But most importantly, what is going on today? Because I understand that something important is going down and we need to reach out to as many as people as possible to get engaged and get involved. So the floor is yours. Thank you.
So Nazar, what's going on is we have about 10 days to raise about 250K, of which we've done about 30, which means we have to raise another 220K to get on the debate stage on live national TV, and it'll actually be streamed on YouTube. To give you the background, I'm running for United States Senate in Massachusetts as an independent candidate. 67% of the citizens of Massachusetts are independents. 99% of that 67% do not know that 67% are independents. This is the brainwashing that the media has done to people, making them think Massachusetts is a blue state. It's only 26% Democrats, 7% Republicans, which adds up to 33. So the majority of people are independents, which reveals the fact that Americans are breaking inherently, intuitively, they know something's wrong with this Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and they've broken from it. The problem is the brainwashing that takes place manipulates people to stay, as I say, on the plantation, like a slave who maybe doesn't have a collar around him, but he mentally still wants to stay on the plantation of Democrats and Republicans. So as many of you know, for the last 50 years plus, I've been a proponent of independent bottoms-up movements, true independent movements. And what's important to understand is that this time, and we'll review sort of all the different activities that we've been leading here. When I say we, it's my efforts in the movement for truth, freedom, health. You can go to truthfreedomhealth.com. But those efforts have been fundamentally around raising people's consciousness to recognize that real change occurs bottoms up. With leaders like myself who come from the soil of the people, not imposed on them top down. So we've been asked for the first time, because of all the hard work we've been doing by one of the largest national TV networks, PBS, to be on the debate stage with me representing the 67% independents, and then some Republican, some Democrat. They still have to have their primaries, and that's going to take place somewhere in late September. But we have the opportunity to be on that debate stage. Now, they set two requirements, Nazar. One was you have to be on the ballot. To get on the ballot in Massachusetts, you have to have gotten 10,000 signatures that are certified. We already did that. We're done with that. We got people all over the country came here to help us get on the ballot. In fact, we're the first ones on the ballot. The Democrat and Republicans still haven't gotten on the ballot. So that shows the power of our movement. And by the way, people came in from Florida, California, Maine, Pennsylvania, etc., and Massachusetts, obviously, get us on the ballot. So that's done. The second thing that the news network demanded of us was that we should have raised $250,000 from individual donors. In 2020, when I ran and for Senate, we raised close to $2 million. And we'll talk about that when they cheated our election. So this time we decided to be, you know, just go among the people, use people power, bottoms up. And we only raised $20,000. And that was a conscious decision we made, because we believe power is more powerful of the people. Power of the people is more powerful than money. And so we've already gotten on the ballot, but now they put another toll booth saying we have to now go raise, you know, $250,000. We'll do that, but we want everyone to participate in this. So if you go to Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, numeral four, the number four, senate.com, that's our website. If you put a /donate, everyone should go donate. If we got, you know, another, you know, 9,000 people to donate $25, we're done. But that's what we need. So we did a telethon yesterday. We want to thank Nazar for putting us on. But this is a historic campaign, because it's the first time that in the state of Massachusetts, where we have massive visibility, 80% of the people know about us, and we're running as independents, all we need to do now is to get on that debate stage and also make sure enough people know that I'm running this time. I mean, people know my name, but they need to know I'm running. So getting on the debate stage does that overnight, right? Because it's national TV, it's broadcast, and you get news on that. So we need all your guys' help to get us on the debate stage. The average person spends 35 hours a week scrolling on social media, not from work stuff, just entertaining themselves. So we'd like you guys to take time to go to Shiva for Senate, either volunteer or donate. That's what we need. That's like the number one mission, and we have about 10 days to do that. After the 10 days, the numbers that they record easily, I mean, we can get more, but we have to do all this paperwork, is $1,000 or more. So we need to get as many people donating right now. So what is our election about? Well, because of my work over the last 50 years of educating people and our movement's work, over the last 10 years, Truth, Freedom, Health, people have awoken to the fact that you need to build a bottoms-up movement. Very different, a bottoms-up movement, which means the leaders come from below. The establishment, the swarm, as I call it, if you go to shatterthesvarm.com, If you watch that video, you'll understand why I call those who govern over us a swarm. You'll realize that the swarm is recognizing people are breaking from the establishment parties. Knowing that the movement for truth, freedom, health exists, and knowing that I exist, who's creating a true organic bottoms-up movement, they're creating a genetically engineered version of the independent movement under fake leaders like Andrew Yang or Fucker Carlson, as I like to call them. Please do not believe Tucker Carlson, Thomas Massey, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or any of those people. These are leaders imposed top-down. They know an independent movement like ours is gaining steam, so the establishment will promote them. Anyone that you see a lot of on social media that is not being censored is promoted by them. Tucker Carlson, as you know, wanted to be a CIA agent. He's still an agent of the swarm. He is a grifter, master grifter. He should write a book called Master Grifter. He was at CNN, a Democrat. Then he jumped over to Fox when he saw the wind blowing that way. Now he's jumping over to anti-establishment. The guy's a motherfucker who should not be trusted. And if anyone follows him, you know what happened to people who did not trust me during, I said, you know, you have to fire Fauci. You know, I was the one who led the movement exposing the true nature of election integrity. So people who recognize that I've historically, I have a resume of 50 years, always watching where the hockey puck is going for the interests of people because I come from below. So I'm telling you that Truth Freedom Health is a true bottoms-up movement. And to compete with that, the establishment is going to create fake, quote-unquote, independent movement. So our run for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts in 2026, the election's November 4, 2026, is about using the national stage on the occasion of this election to give a voice to all of us. By the way, Massachusetts is 67% independent. In the United States, 48%, nearly 50% of people are registered independents. There's only 26% Democrats, and on maybe on a good day, 25% Republicans. So the majority or the plurality are us, the independent voice, that we don't believe in these two parties. So we must win this election in Massachusetts, which is the center of the global swarm. And by my winning that election, our winning that election as independents, it's going to be like a bomb went off, Nasser. So we right now, Nasser, I don't know if you can bring up ShivaForSenate.com, if you can share your screen. I want to show a couple of things here. Can you do that?
Sure, sure. I'm about to pull it up. You keep talking, I'll pull it up. Thank you.
So on ShivaForSenate.com, as Nasser pulls up, what you'll notice is we have totally organic. I was just out earlier this morning, Nasser, training volunteers on how to distribute these flyers. Tell me when you bring it up. But on that page, I think it's StreamYard will come up in the corner or in the right side. On that page, we've developed a very powerful one-page flyer, old school meaning simple black and white, simple text. And what the flyer says, can you bring it up, Nas, or do you want me to bring it up?
I'm in the process of bringing it up. The internet is a bit slow, but I got it. I'm about to bring it up
It's a little bit
right
slow,
now.
Yeah. So what you'll notice is that flyer, as you scroll down to the bottom, it's a black and white flyer, and it says 65% of Massachusetts is independent. And the next big title says, yet we keep voting for Republicans and Democrats only. And look what that has gotten us. And so this is the website you've for Senate, by the way. You can go there, donate right at that page. And if you scroll all the way down, you'll see our campaign video, major lawsuit we just filed on election integrity. It's going to the federal courts. So we can talk about that. So here you see volunteers passing out flyers. We're doing call-a-thons, go down. All bottoms-up campaign. Right there, that flyer right there, if you click on that, it says 65% of Massachusetts is independent, yet we keep only voting Democrat and Republican. By the way, you could also say 45% of the United States is independent, yet we keep voting. And if you zoom in, you'll notice it says, look what voting for them has gotten us. You know, infrastructure that doesn't work, elections that are not transparent, housing that's become unaffordable, cost of living, and so on, right? And then as you scroll down below, it's basically is saying only we, the 65%, can end this. And it says you are independent, vote independent. You remember, Washington never wanted these political parties. And then it notice nowhere in here do I say vote for Dr. Shiva, deliberately, Nazar. But so we want to put this right in people's face, all of you, and say, what the fuck am I doing? I'm independent, yes, yet I vote for these guys who are not even the majority. And to the right of it, it gives my credentials. So people say, well, we don't know who to vote for. Well, you got a guy who's worked his butt off his whole life, comes from the people. I got 4 degrees on my own. I didn't pay for them. My parents didn't pay for me to get into MIT like Donald Trump and Jared Kushner or Hunter Biden's parents did. And I've worked hard all my life. And I've achieved. I'm not a career politician. I'm an engineer, which means I have to build things, solve things. I've generated tens of thousands of jobs for people over the last 30, 40 years. And if you go down to the top, I'm not just a simple inventor. I created the first email system in the world as a 14-year-old kid. Went on to MIT to create many other inventions, started 7 companies. So no one can say, I don't know who to vote for. I don't think we have a qualified candidate. And I've been a political activist who has gotten many, many wins on behalf of the people over and over and over again, not only here, but globally. So the issue is, do people want to let go of their own shackles, knowing they're independent? Will they vote independent? So that's what this campaign's about. It's putting, if you go scroll up to the top, it's putting a mirror up to people's face and saying, what the fuck are you doing? Now, we could have easily, you know, put the much more, we could have created a different flyer that says, what the fuck are you doing, right? We didn't do that, right? Instead, it says 65% of masters independent. That title could easily have been, what the fuck are you doing, right? But we wanted to be a little bit subtle. I obviously am not that subtle when I talk about these people, but that's where we're at. So this is a very important campaign because we have people across the country who are coming in, Nazar, to help us hand out flyers. A woman called Barb Hurt, she just drove all the way from Florida. She's helping hand out flyers. We need to hand out, and we're doing these flyers, you see, because we go right to the people. Social media is two-dimensional. When you go out, it's n-dimensional. You get to look at someone, you get to see how they move, how they talk. You get a lot more feedback, and you find out people are very excited that I'm running. It's not like, oh, well, we don't know what to do, the world sucks, blah, 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 okay? So the establishment does not want a candidate like me running. They don't want a movement like ours. They definitely will support Joe Rogan or Tucker Carlson, these people just talking. You see? Because they depress people, they make people, you can't do anything, and you're just watching them for fucking 2 hours instead of getting off your ass and doing something. So our campaign is asking you, will you do something to raise your consciousness? Will you do something to join a community of people who actually empower you, that are not a bunch of people, oh, I can't do this, or believing aliens are going to come, or some fucking messiah is going to come tomorrow, right, and save you? It is compelling you to take action. And we're giving people a bunch of actions. If you go up to the top of this thing, hey, right now you can donate to get us on debate stage. That's probably the lazy man's thing you can do. But we're giving that to people because a lot of people work and they don't have time. The other thing is you can sign up as a volunteer, and in the comfort of your own home, you can help make phone calls for us. We have people all over the world making phone calls to tell people to come vote for us. That's happening right now. And we have an app. You use your phone, but you won't lose any of your phone minutes, okay, if you're concerned about that. It's a free app. Then the next thing is we're asking people to get on the ground and hand out flyers. We have someone, when I was doing the call-a-thon, he said, you know, I'm driving from Virginia up to Maine to see my father. I spend the whole weekend handing out flyers, and he donated money. You see, these are real honest people, meaning honest people who are willing to recognize that you have to be the source of your own liberation. And that's what our movement is offering people, a framework where you can understand the dynamics of how you are being manipulated by the obvious and not so obvious establishment. You're being given the opportunity to have access to a community. And you notice this is a great image that I came up with. I don't know if people know, I do a lot of graphic work, but it's got the Republicans and the Democrats, and it's the people rising up and saying, fuck you. And you can see the so-called people claim they're anti-establishment, AOC to Bernie Sanders to Mamdani, and then Fucker Carlson, Booby Kennedy, and Trump, that they're actually scared shitless about us because we're the true agents of the people. These guys are fake. They are fake. And your own consciousness raising comes from realizing why they are the fake. Some people may get it, Nazar, and some people may not. But it's okay. Everyone's going through their own journey. All right? So this is where we're at. We need people to take action. Either give us money right now. We have 10 days. Either sign up as a volunteer to make phone calls, or you're welcome to come to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and help us hand out flyers. So we're giving you an action. By the way, every Thursdays, you can come to our open houses. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet amazing people. Every Thursdays, we do it, two sessions, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. for Europe and Asia and for here. It's a global movement. So get involved. That's what this is about. So that's what, to answer your question, that's what the U.S. Senate campaign is. It's going to move very fast. You know, we got about 10 weeks and it's over, right? So there's an urgency here. We don't obviously don't want people to say, well, I love Dr. Shiva's video. They did this, but I wish I had given him some money. I wish I would have volunteered. So we're giving people the opportunity for your own advancement. You're not helping me. You're actually helping yourself because you get to act. You get to participate and you win. By the way, just to let you know, if you look at the success of any individual, 99.9% of the time, people fail. Okay, but they keep going forward and forward and forward. So if you look at our movement, when we participate in elections, it's knowing that their system is rigged, but we participate because it's an opportunity to open and bust open new doors through our Truth, Freedom, Health. So for example, when we ran in 2017-18 against the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, you know, we ran on the slogan, only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. When we did that, we were the ones who forced Elizabeth Warren, a racist, by the way, she's the racist because she uses race to advance herself, that she is indeed a fake Indian. We forced her to take the DNA test. We had these signs with me and her in a headdress saying only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. And she was embarrassed and she took the DNA test and they had to sprinkle in Peruvian genes to even get her up to one out of 1,024 Indians. My dogs are actually Native American Indian dogs. Obviously, they have far more probably Native American genes just through osmosis than she does. But anyway, the second time we ran, that was as independents. We ran as Republicans because all the Trumpers like, oh, Dr. Shiva, we loved your thing against Elizabeth Warren, run as a Republican. So in 2020, we ran as Republicans. We raised $2 million then. 3,000 volunteers, 25,000 lawn signs, tens of thousands of bumper stickers. You couldn't leave Massachusetts without seeing one of the big banners on major highways. You know, Dr. Shiva for U.S. Senate. Anyway, even the I ran as a Republican in the primary. Even the Republican said, you're going to win this election on a landslide. Election day comes September 2020. And the Republicans colluded with the Democrats to steal my election. The reason we know they stole it is in one of the nine counties in Massachusetts where all the votes were hand counted, I won by eight to 10 points. And in every other county, 60-40. That's when I did my own research, uncovered that the machines have the ability to flip votes, and that when a ballot goes into the machine, a photograph is taken, and that photograph is what is used to tabulate your votes. That photograph is known as a ballot image. And by federal law, those ballot images are supposed to be preserved for 22 months. Civil rights law. And Massachusetts deleted those ballot images to cover up their election fraud. Many states are deleting the ballot images, which are the ballots. And guess what? This year, we filed a preemptive lawsuit saying you cannot delete ballot images. We took it all the way up to the state courts, and the state courts that enforced this rule asked Donald Trump's DOJ to write a letter to the Secretary of State of Massachusetts. Donald Trump and his DOJ did nothing, so we've sued them in federal court. And they have about 3 or 4 weeks to respond why they haven't done something. You see, Republicans and Democrats collude to make sure the independent majority can never win an election because they steal it. And then to cover up their stealing, they delete ballot images. Let me repeat that again. Democrats and Republicans were the minority, use the machines to steal elections from independent candidates and among themselves, by the way, but they're like two gangsters. They have an agreement. And then after they do the election stealing, they delete the ballot images. They delete the evidence. And neither Republican nor Democrat officials are enforcing a federal law. So we have the most important, second most important lawsuit now. The first one was what I did with exposing the backdoor portal of Twitter in federal court. And the judge gave us a big victory saying that Donald Trump and his DOJ must answer why they're not enforcing the law. And what that reveals to you, Trump will talk all sorts of shit, you know, about he'll take his issues of the Republicans, election integrity, immigration, transgender, blah, blah, blah. And then the Democrats have their issues, climate change, racism, blah, blah, blah. And it's almost like split up issues like backroom gangsters, like splitting up the neighborhood, in this case, splitting up people's mind share. And for doing that splitting up, they exchange power. And then they delete the ballot images. But they surely do not want an independent like us, me, the 65% or the 48% nationally, ever coming into power. And that's why ballot images are critical. That's why our lawsuit, if you go to Shiva for Senate, it's up there. You can read all about it. We've documented it meticulously. All those lawsuits we file on our own. We have all volunteers, all working people are in this movement. So here's my challenge to you. Are you going to be a part of Truth, Freedom, Health, the only movement on this planet which has created a framework for working people to prosper and fight? Or are you going to keep looking to these fake messiahs and fake heroes? Now, that's your decision. You know, we are only here. We've done everything. Our movement is the first historic movement in the history of humankind that has existed that combines the knowledge of system science, the same system science I learned at MIT, how the elites manipulate you so you can understand the dynamics, brings you a community, and gives you action. It's a school. It's a training environment. My running for Senate is a great opportunity to train you even faster, to make you essentially sink or swim, jump in the pool. So that's the history of these elections. And obviously, like you said, Nazar, we ran in 2024 for president of the United States. And again, we had many victories. By the way, in 2022, when we ran the Fire Fauci campaign. Booby fucking Kennedy, RFK, that idiot, okay? He was promoting lockdowns. Trump gave Fauci a commendation award for doing great work 12 hours before he left office. We collected 108,000 signatures, delivered it to the White House and the Republicans to fire Fauci. Marlo Maples delivered my letter. We gave a solution. We saved about, you know, 200, 300 million people's lives with the protocols I came up with. So we have a history of telling the truth at the right time and delivering solutions. These guys are grifters. They wait 6 years later and run some stupid, you know, Senate hearing against Fauci. It's all just theater so they can get votes in the midterm. That's all. It's all fucking theater. So if you want to remove the rose-colored glasses and really learn the reality, not some fake conspiracy shit, but the reality of how the universe operates, how your body operates, how politics operates, Truth, Freedom, Health, the Institute will teach you. We have warrior scholars, we have members, we have leaders, a global organization, all bottoms up. So my run for Senate is the true opportunity for people to participate and support one of us. So that's the background, Nazar, that's the update. And by the way, I'm sorry, 2024, we did run for president. Again, major historic for the first time in national history since 1776. A naturalized citizen got on the ballot. In fact, we fulfilled all the requirements to get on the ballot in 14 states. Seven of them threw them off, seven of them kept us, because the truth is that the 14th Amendment clearly says equal protection clause, that a naturalized citizen is same as a natural born. And by the way, natural born is never defined in the Constitution. The Marquis de Lafayette, who was born in France was made a natural born citizen. It's never defined. But the truth is that you cannot have a two-tier class of citizenship. So I ran. Now, if I had won, there's nothing preventing me from running. Running for the office of president is different than becoming the president. If I had won, Congress would have had to now vote, because only Congress can decide this. If I should take the position of president, no different than, let's say there was a law saying women are not supposed to run for office, or women can't vote. And a bunch of women got together, built a massive movement, and said, we're going to vote. That's a popular bottom movement. It would be Congress which have to say, holy shit, people are really pissed off. And then they would have to make a decision on that. You see, not the courts, but Congress. So anyone can run for president. That's what I showed. Running for president different than becoming president. If I, again, got the votes, Congress would have to make a decision on that. And likely, if the majority of Americans wanted me to be president, they're going to vote on behalf of the people, because they're supposed to represent the people, and the president is the representative of all people. So anyway, these are the nuances. So don't let anyone tell you that I could not be on the ballot. By the way, Nazar, if you look, there was a guy who was not even a U.S. citizen, didn't even have a green card, from Nicaragua, I forget his name, but he was put on 20 different ballots. So people confuse running for the office of president with becoming president. But again, that was a major breakthrough. We filed a major Supreme Court lawsuit. It made it to one level. Obviously, the Supreme Court has no balls, so they don't want to discuss any of this, because every Supreme Court judge is put in there by one wing of the gangster mafia, and they have to appease them.
One very important thing that I learned from you last time is that it's not as important of the truth that you speak, but when you speak that truth. And I have been a huge proponent. I have been screaming on all my platforms how critical it is to have a leadership that actually comes from the people. Because when people start complaining about lockdowns or perpetual wars, I always tell people, like, look, what do you expect? These are the same monarchical dynasties that pass down these rulings. They make it seem like you're voting for it. And it's a big difference when you have someone that comes from the people. Means that they understand where you stand. They understand where you come from, and they surely understand what you want. And I think you were the biggest example of how America will celebrate you for your achievements. But then as soon as you say something that they don't like, like when you started to talk against COVID in 2020, they want to shut you down. One very important thing I wanted to highlight that you said about Tucker Carlson. Everyone calls me crazy when I say that this man is controlled opposition. You said that he wanted to be CIA agent. I think he's still a CIA agent. I think that he's an agitator. He plays the role of an agitator to agitate people, to scare people, to fearmonger with a very, you know, childlike, friendly face. I really like everything that you say that you do. Dr. Shiva, this is what I want to know. So I don't continue to rant on. Once you get into office this time, how does someone like you, and there's only one of you, make sure that you don't get corrupted and that you fulfill everything that you want to fulfill, when thinking about the system that has ingrained itself sort of in the swarm that you call soil for hundreds of years now. How do you fight back against something like that once you're in the office? And my second part of the question, if you can shed light to people about President Trump. America was hopeful before he got elected. Now two sides are fighting against one another again. Why he's bringing down the swamp, as he calls it, or you know, if he's again, you know, a corrupted politician. Who is Donald Trump? And you know, and how do you fight back once you get into office?
Well, let's first of all break down a couple of things here, okay? Um, 99% of the people running for office, Nasser, have no movement, okay? You follow what I'm saying? They're running for office because getting into office is the end goal, all right? Does that make sense? Their intention is getting, winning an office seat or running for office is what they do, period. Okay? Full time. So running for office is their occupation. All right? Imagine, you know, you have friends who are carpenters or HVAC guys or landscapers or engineers or plumbers or HR people, right? But these people just run for office all day. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's their job. Now, what's my job? What do I do full time since I was 14? Well, I've been working full time. I was working in a medical school as a young 14-year-old research scientist. Then came to MIT, was working as an engineer, started seven companies, created jobs. Invented many things, now runs Cytosolve, a company, runs Systems Health, a company for educating people on an integrative approach to health. Creator of a foundation for clean food. So if you look at my life from 4 a.m. until when I go to bed, I work full time. You get it?
That makes a lot of sense.
So to ask me, if I'm running for office and I'm going to change, don't take this the wrong way. It's frankly a fucked up question. You can ask that to other people. Okay, don't take it personally. You can ask that to people who all they do is run for office. And they've never created anything in their lives. They've never sacrificed anything for them, for others. I have been given many opportunities to have the highest accolades from being offered the opportunity when I met with Trump, kept asking me, what do you want? What do you want? And he was the one who supported election fraud in Massachusetts. I didn't want anything. I said, what do you want from me? Anyone else in his presence would have asked for something. When I was at MIT, I could have done many things to become a tenured professor. Didn't do that. When I went on my Fulbright to India, I was appointed by the Prime Minister of India to run the largest innovation center. I exposed corruption and under death threats had to leave India. You can look at my whole fucking life. And this is why they're so concerned about me, is because in spite of all their shit, I keep working, moving forward and building stuff, and I've never compromised. So my running for office is about that forward step to educate people, period. So what am I gonna do when I win the Senate seat? The same thing I'm doing right now. But we'll have a bigger platform, you see? Just like we ran in 2018, we exposed Elizabeth Warren. She can't walk around Massachusetts anymore. Everyone knows she's a fucking fake Indian. Had I not run, that would not have occurred. And in 2020, because we ran, we exposed the fact that government has a backdoor portal to Twitter. That was us who exposed that. We ran Fire Fauci in the middle of that campaign. We're the ones who exposed that ballot images are being destroyed. See, all these victories we've gotten by the very fact we ran, even though they quote unquote stole our election, to me, that's not a defeat. When we ran for president, oh, you can't run for office. Fuck you. We can. Victory. I got on the ballot in seven states. We expose the fact that a naturalized citizen can run. These are huge, historic victories. So the end goal is not to win the office of Senate, and then fuck people over. Had I wanted to fuck people over, I could have been fucking people over my entire life. I would probably have a lot more money. I've made very good money, but honestly, they've all made money dishonestly, and that's why they hate me, because they have nothing to manipulate me with. Do you understand this? So I think I'm not going to be any different. You can talk to a very good friend of mine who's I've known since 12 years old. Someone asked her, how was Dr. Shiva different than when he was young? And she said, you know, Dr. Shiva is no different. He's the same person. Always a fighter, always working hard, and doing his thing. So this is hard for people to believe. This is why in 2020, when we got all those views, a billion video views, they said, holy shit, this guy's not in the left or right camp. We got to squelch him. And they promoted Bobby Kennedy. They promoted Thomas Massie. They promoted Bernie Sanders and AOC. All these people, they're promoted because they are all the not so obvious establishment. Okay? So this understanding, and by the way, the establishment, like a good baseball team, has a farm league of not so obvious establishments, NSOEs. They keep creating to manipulate people. And people who are dumb and who don't study, they're going to be, one day they'll follow Jesse Jackson. Another day they'll follow Bernie Sanders. Another day they'll follow Trump. Next day they'll follow, you know, Tucker Carlson. Next day they'll follow Thomas Massie. And you can go down. It's like a prostitute jumping from bed to bed to bed. They're political prostitutes, opportunists. And our movement is saying, why don't you fucking actually start looking in the mirror and start valuing yourself and valuing someone like you? Tucker Carlson is, you know, grown up in an environment that you guys don't know. Everything was given to him. Everything. He is an agent of the swarm. And following him is as bad as following Bobby Kennedy, is as bad as following as Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. It's just they're taking advantage of your naivete. Don't be fucking stupid.
Yeah, listen, I just want to make sure and rephrase. Your reputation is outstanding. That wasn't the biggest part of the question. The biggest part of the question was from the people that love you dearly, because I want to highlight, and I tell this behind your back when I talk to people, that the first thing that you said when we talked a couple of years ago, and I've seen you do this, is you want to give people health, because health is first. So my biggest part of the question again was from people that love and cherish you, that want to see you obviously thrive, because that's when we thrive, is once you get in there, we're scared for you. This system has been cemented for so long. How do you make sure that you're safe and that you can actually accomplish everything that you set to accomplish, taking, you know, keeping in mind how crooked the system is? I mean, people call me crazy when I say that the fake assassination of Donald Trump was just a theater play. People think I'm nuts, but that's how deep the theater goes. So again, coming from the people that love you, once you're in there, how do we make sure that we're keeping you safe, and how do we make sure that you're actually accomplishing everything you're set to accomplish? That was the bigger part of the question.
Right. So so here's the bottom line. Okay. Previous people who started figuring some of the elements as I'm talking about, like Malcolm X, you go down the list, there's very few of those people. They didn't have the knowledge of system science. Number two, they didn't deliberately create a global community. Number three, they didn't create an organizational structure with technology so one could replicate themselves. Replicate themselves in the sense imbuing other people with this core knowledge and creating leaders. That's what we've done. Very important to understand. So we've created a global organizational structure of incredible people who are learning these fundamental things. So my life becomes easier and easier and easier. The second thing is, if you go to the essence of this, all of our lives, we don't know when we're going to be here, when we came. You know, we didn't control that, and we're not going to control when we exit. You see what I'm saying? So, but if you do go to some core principles, that once you become an aware human being, you're open to some fundamental opportunities and choices that are laid out, particularly if you start learning certain things. You have a choice. Do you take those learnings and educate other people, or do you keep it to yourself and live a selfish life? And I think this is a very, and that's, to me, that's purgatory. So you, I believe there is good, and I believe there is evil, and I believe there's purgatory. So 50% of the people probably live in purgatory. The other 30% live in, you know, eternal evil because they've chosen to live their lives a certain way. And there's about 20% of people who are change agents. And my mission is to mobilize that 20% and the 20% within that 20% to lead people. That's why we've created Truth Freedom Health. So to the extent, you know, we keep doing that, getting on the debate stage, more people join that. It doesn't matter, frankly, as this goes out, what happens to me or any individual, because you've replicated yourself. And then each person in our larger movement for Truth, Freedom, Health is doing this process. So the idea is to raise consciousness of people. So imagine you had 20 Jesus Christ at any one point. Imagine you had 100 Malcolm X's, you say, at any one point in society. You don't need a lot of those people, okay? You just need enough people who can raise the vibration of people's consciousness. And that's what we're doing. Truth, Freedom, Health is really a movement to raise citizenship consciousness. People have it in the spiritual worlds, people have it in the health world, but we've done it for citizens. Give 20 minutes of your time a day. Learn something, participate in something. And just like you would go exercise for 20 minutes or an hour a day, walking, whatever. We have created a framework for people to do that. Now, I am a symbol of that. Dr. Shiva is a brand that has come from bottoms up, not a Trump brand, you know, supported by Zionists or the Kennedy brand. You say, this is a bottoms up brand, Dr. Shiva, the movement for Truth, Freedom, Health. It's a people's brand. So my running for Senate expands that brand and that access. So you can't really do anything to stop that, you say, whether I'm physically here or not, you say, because I've created the organizational structure, the curriculum, the framework to continue to expand that. So the best way you and others who have great affection for me can support this is to get involved in the movement for Truth, Freedom, Health. Learn this knowledge. You become leaders. Get involved in the campaign for Senate, you see? And by participating in that, we're replicating ourselves. And if you think about it, there's 10 trillion cells in the body. Every day, 10 billion die and 10 billion are born, right? With a common DNA. So we have created a common DNA here, which is Truth, Freedom, Health, theory, community action, teaching people how systems work, teaching people about the not-so-obvious establishment. And that DNA can get replicated among lots and lots of people. We become the virus that shatters a swarm. See? That's the goal here. Not just being one cell, which would be me, but replicating this content, knowledge, enlightened understanding to as many people as possible. And people are going to be at different states of consciousness. We have people who are, you know, just support us, watch our videos. Other people come to our open houses. Other people participate in getting us on the debate stage, you know, and other people lead all this. So we've created that way based on wherever people are, they can participate. And there's no rush, frankly. The most important thing is that we build this brick by brick. The establishment, the swarm, is going to do everything they want. And we don't give a fuck what they do. They may try to do Armageddon. They may try to do this. They may try to manipulate you. They may bring aliens in. It doesn't matter. What's relevant is what you do. Doesn't matter what the world does. It is what you do for your health. Are you eating properly? Are you going taking care of your health? Are you, you know, all those things. Doesn't matter if 10,000 people in your neighborhood are living a shitty life. It is what you do. There are many things people can control. It's the choices we make create the world we see and reflect. So it's infinite possibilities.
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm a big proponent also on telling people that our collective consciousness is what creates our reality. I don't have you here for much longer, but a lot of people wrote me in the past and asked me to ask you about artificial intelligence. So there's a whole bunch of fear mongering, obviously, about thermonuclear war possibly breaking out. And another big thing everyone is talking about is artificial intelligence. Elon Musk, not too long ago, has said in an interview that in 10 years, human beings will most likely become obsolete as far as workforce goes, that AI will completely take over all fields of human function, basically. And so that's my question to you. What are your thoughts on the future of artificial intelligence and humanity?
Well, first of all, Nasser, people should know I have the three earliest patents on AI that date back to 1999. Three important patents. In many ways, the patents only survived 20 years. It was fascinating to watch when my patents expired. That's when ChatGPT came. But you can go look at this. But I've been involved in AI for 20 years. Let me just tell you simply that just like the internet, just like fire, just like electricity, there's going to be AI and many other technologies. The issue that I want people to ask is, anytime technologies come, there's both apprehension, fear, and there's also excitement. Both go hand in hand, right? You can imagine when we discovered fire, there must have been a lot of fear. Holy shit, what is this? And it's heating, it could burn myself, blah, blah, blah. And there was also great excitement because you could warm yourself, right? You could cook food and I mean, all this stuff, right? The issue really is the positive aspects of a technology when people are excited, ultimately in a modern imperial system where the swarm exists, a bunch of asshole, selfish people, they typically tend to control these technologies and centralize them. So when the internet, you know, really came to the public in 1993 at the World Wide Web, and I wrote a book called Arts and the Internet, talking about how it could really help artists and creative people because you can go direct without the need for agents. When the publishing machine came, right, the printing press, everyone was excited. Why? Everyone could print books. But then what happened was four major companies consolidated printing. You had agents, right? And same thing with what happened with the World Wide Web. The idea was each one of us would build our own websites. We would have equal access. What ended up happening was Facebook, YouTube, Google, four major companies emerged who controlled the access of information to the rest of the world. It was centralized. And then you have now AI. My position on all of this is there was an organization created called the United States Postal Service. At the time, you know, sending a letter was pretty big technology, communication. The Postal Service was made relatively free, very low cost for all people, so everyone could have free communication. The Postal Service has been hijacked by the swarm. It should be the fundamental basis of deploying all these communication and compute technologies, in my view. But fundamentally, I believe that the internet and compute AI should be free for everyone, absolutely free. Because those who have access to the AI and those who don't, it's going to literally be have and have nots. But the data center issue is actually pretty simple to solve. Because once we, the people, have free access to internet and AI, there are many, many ways to generate energy, you know, cost effectively. The swarm wants to control it and create this left-right fear-mongering. But I'm a big proponent of internet and AI compute should be free, unlimited access for all. So that's my position on that. The way the swarm wants to go, their view of AI will lead to destruction of jobs, will lead to us becoming beggars to Elon fucking Musk, who's never made anything. That guy's the biggest fraud on the planet. He's promoted by the Zionist swarm. He didn't create Tesla. He took over that company and rechanged it so he would be known as a founder. He doesn't build rockets. SpaceX is fundamentally a military operation with NASA and the military. And what they are doing is putting a massive surveillance system up around the globe. Remember, this guy's a Zionist hoodlum. And when you look at Twitter, he didn't write one code in fucking Twitter. Twitter is a back-end tool. It's the most important political platform, but it's a tool between the government and social media companies. So for God's sake, again, wake the fuck up and understand this quote-unquote trillionaire is promoted by the Zionist swarm. And the fundamental reality is that he wants to promote UBI, Universal Basic Income, which means all of us will be on a Disneyland environment, basically being existing to serve our masters. The future is AI and the compute of AI, and the internet must be absolutely free for all humans.
Okay, great. So, I guess, just to finalize that question, if you were to make a prediction, is artificial intelligence taking over?
Well, it's not is it taking over. The right question is, who will own artificial intelligence? That's really the right question, okay? We all have cell phones, right? We use them, right? Who owns the communication infrastructure behind these cell phones? It's five companies. Are cell phones bad? Is communication bad? No, it's phenomenal, right? It's changed the world. But the infrastructure of that should be owned by the people, which is what the Postal Service was. I mean, you can do some amazing fucking things. I mean, what AI is basically, it increases the productivity if more people are given access. If only a few are given access, a bunch of us are going to be made slaves. And what's happening with AI is they're going to build it and they're going to choke it and they're going to charge it as a utility for people, you see? So if you want to use a lot of AI, you're going to have to, it's like basically having access to workers. So AI is not a piece of software. AI is actually work. So the more AI you have access to, the more workers you have access to. So if you're a creative person, you want to innovate, imagine having access to infinite number of people. You could create some really cool shit, okay? You could innovate. So the future is really for innovators and creative people, which is what it is, the base of being human. Most people are creative and innovative. It's in their DNA, but it's suppressed. So if you give one individual now access, imagine every human being on the world could have a million workers. Okay, that's what AI is. Those billion people would be very, very creative. They could create stuff, especially if they're trained how to use this. We have no idea the kind of innovations that could come out. But if you restrict AI, and you only make it for the haves, then it leads to basically destruction of jobs and eventually eliminating people and putting everyone on a plantation of UBI. That's what Elon Musk wants to do. And he comes from a world of apartheid South Africa, which is what they did to black people. And he's fine with that. He's a scumbag.
Yeah, thank you for that, Dr. Shiva. We agreed on an hour. So, lastly, I guess, again, I want to thank you for every single minute that you spared with us. I want to thank you for every single second of your devoted passion and compassion for humanity that keeps propelling you to do what you do, because it's one thing to have a vision. It's one thing to have a mission, but it's a whole other thing to answer the call when that call comes for you to take that position. There are only very few people that actually answer the call. You're one of these people. So take us into the near future, if you could, in the next coming years with the possibilities of wars and, again, AI taking over and the call to action of what we need to do, especially now with these debates coming up, with these elections coming up. What is the kind of world that we should be conjuring up following you into What I think is actually going to be the best time for humanity, because I think a lot of masks are finally coming off, especially after COVID-19. I'm seeing trends really change. I'm seeing people really starting to ask questions, the kind of people that have never thought of these sort of things, like the system and who are the elite, so on and so forth. So again, give us again a call to action. And take us into the nearest future when you are in that office. What kind of world will we inherit? Thank you.
It's a good question. It's a good way to close. Look, the future is undetermined. The future is a result of our individual and collective actions, period. That's the first thing people need to recognize. There is no future. It's the future is unfolding upon itself. And there's infinite possibilities, actually infinite possibilities, like a flower blooming or a plant blooming. There's infinite ways, and our tree branch growing is infinite possibilities based on the decisions that each one of us make. Now, historically, the masses of people have not been really given major choices to make because they've been limited in those choices, okay? Bounded by, you can't do this, you can only do this, you have to choose between left or right, or you have to wait for a messiah, the Kennedys, or, you know, some fucking guy from above. Our movement, Truth Freedom Health, is busted all that up. Truth Freedom Health. Truth Freedom Health. It's saying you need all three. You need science, truth, you need people to be activists, freedom, and you need people to take care of their health. All this three have to be connected. Because of the existence of that movement, people now can see unbounded opportunities for themselves and us collectively. If that movement didn't exist, you'd be bounded in a certain set of choices. You could say, yeah, I'm enslaved. But because the movement for truth, freedom, health exists, and because people are coming to it, they're now seeing their capabilities individually and collectively to unfold that future in their direction. Okay? So it's very, very inspiring. And it's a gift that we have created for people, because now you have an opportunity to understand from a bird's eye perspective how the system works. You have an opportunity to participate with other people, and you have an opportunity to take action. You know, I have a new book coming out. It's about an 800-page book. It's gonna be like a textbook called Truth, Freedom, Health. It's about your guide to being a good citizen. It's a global book. And every day, it's got 366 lessons. It's like the Bible of citizenship consciousness. What you can do 20 minutes a day to raise your consciousness. So that's what this is about. And if people do that, right? You know, your health doesn't improve overnight, but you can make decisions now that will put you on a different trajectory. But many times people aren't even told they have those choices. So I am very, very, not only optimistic, but profoundly optimistic, because our movement exists, of what's possible. And this is why we come to independent podcasters like you, Nazar, because the Joe fucking Rogan or Fucker Carlson, these people are part of the swarm. So our message, we intentionally no longer go on their podcasts because they're the fucking enemy. And we go to truly independent news people. And that's how we're going to win on our terms, not sucking their Zionist cocks. You see? Period.
Yeah, I always say that about 90% of all social media, including the so-called independent media, are actually people regurgitating information that's being fed to them. And the rest, 10% or 9.99%, are controlled opposition. Even a lot of people are unknowingly controlled opposition. I am glad that you are one of those people that remind us that not to only look into technologies like a cell phone or artificial intelligence, but that you are yourself a technology. Your body is a technology. Your thoughts are a technology. Intentions are technology. And a lot of, you know, our attention and attention levels are constantly bombarded. The young generation are feeling extremely jaded now, are questioning reality and matter itself. And so you are actually, you know, because I've been around the block, as we say in New York, I speak five languages. I've been inside the Vatican. So there's only very few people that I'm ready to get behind. And you are one of these people. I'm so glad that you came on again. I tip my hat off to you. I thank you again. I want to remind people a very important thing, that you did get a PhD, but at some point you went back to India to learn natural medicine that was passed down by your grandmother. And then you combined these two worlds and taking it much farther and beyond. So that's just my piece. Again, thank you. And Dr. Shiva, just lastly, please remind people what they need to do, where they need to go, and how they should engage everyone that they know to be progressive and take action right now and not wait.
Right. So, just to close, number one, people should right now go to Shiva4Senate.com/donate. Please do that. Number two, go to truthfreedomhealth.com and get involved in this global movement so you don't feel alone, you don't get desperate, and you don't feel like everything's going to go to hell. You'll get grounded in the right perspective. And go to shattertheswarm.com and watch that video so you understand who the real enemy is. Those are your three homework assignments. That's it, Nazer. Thank you for the opportunity. Get involved. Oh, by the way, people donate to us. We have all different, you know, tiers we have. You donate $50, you get a button. You donate $100, you get this amazing medicine that I created using our technology, Cytosol. For $250, I think people get these two powerful combination of supplements I discovered and promoted during COVID. We didn't make any money then. Others stole our stuff, but now we're giving it out to people as an incentive. And then to your point, I went and rediscovered all these combinations of Indian medicines, Indian herbs, all organically made or clean. If people donate $500, they get 7 teas for detoxing, for joint health, for all different kinds, 7 different areas.
There's stuff for headaches. There's stuff for headaches too.
Everything, yeah, everything. So if you go to, if people want to learn how their body is a system and get a systems reset, find out what are the right diets, foods for you, what are the right exercises, we've created Your Body, Your System, and we have these amazing global people who counsel you. For people who get $1,000, that's included. And if you give $3,000, you yourself can become an integrative systems health engineer. Okay? We've set up an institute. And then finally, the night before the debate, if people give $7,000, some people are fortunate, we're going to host a dinner and we'll send out to people for a couple, like a top-notch meal, steak or, you know, whatever you want. It's from one of the best restaurants in your area. Okay. So anyway, we've had to do this stupid game shit to give people stuff, to get people interested, but they are all stuff that we believe in to get people healthy and for people to participate in the community. Anyway, Nazer, thank you very much. I got to go hand out some flyers now. Got a bunch of volunteers who've come in from different parts of the country. We have to go do some training. But you won't find too many Senate candidates on the ground training people how to hand out a flyer.
Exactly.
See? So if you want reality, get involved in Truth Freedom Health, donate to our campaign, and get involved in this community. It's a global community. You will not feel alone and desperate. That's what they want. Nazer, you should go through the program. You too should get involved, Nazer. It's good you're doing this podcasting, but I expect you to, you know, become a warrior scholar so you can learn this stuff. And then you can also, I mean, we've got a lot of great people in Jersey. A lot of good people, okay? So get involved. You know, you learn this knowledge, it'll make you a better fighter, you know?
Definitely.
All right, man.
Sir,
thank you, everyone. God, be well, be the light. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for your work. Thank you.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves. because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Wow.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.